Hey, it's James. Welcome to episode 2 of The Stage Right Side. So, in this episode, I really wanted to give you a detailed feel of what I'm going to be speaking to you about on the stage right side. So, from my dressing room at the Met, the Metropolitan Opera House, for the next 8 weeks, I'm going to be interviewing one person a week. And so, I will be interviewing the following: dancers, costume designers, wardrobe specialists, artistic staff, choreographers, crew, hell, maybe even the cleaning lady. You never know. You never know what's going to happen on a stage, right? So I'm really looking forward to, getting some real information, because honestly, as a dancer, you have to be pretty damn self-obsessed. So it's going to be nice to talk about someone other than myself for a while, even though I'm my favorite subject. Vomit. It might be nice to even get some conversations with a New York City ballet dancer. Ew. Just kidding. I love those queens. So what I really want people to get here is information. It's like that Beyoncé song. Come on, ladies, get information. You know, you don't know if she's talking about, you know, a dance number or, you know, the internet. And such is the genius of Queen Bee. Or whoever wrote that song. Which is, I don't know, probably like Linda Perry or something. Or like Diane Warren, which would be hysterical. But I don't think it was her. Google could probably help with that. I seem to have started babbling. I will try and rein it in. So I was thinking about calling this podcast Pardon My Ignorance, but then I realized that it had really nothing to do with dance or theater, and it was a little misleading. But, you know, that's what I'm really trying to stymie, is my ignorance here. And I love to, just really dive into the dark, whatever the tagline is, and, you know, get some good gossip, get some history and some information, learn about some people that you may not even know exist, which is pretty rad if you ask me. And I hope to do all this with, you know, a touch of humor. Otherwise it's like super boring and I just can't be bothered. And anyway, it's just fun to sit in my dressing room and talk to my friends. So you can pretend you're there, you can get a little bottle of rosé or like a glass of whiskey or whatever and sit and chat with us, but we're not going to hear you or talk to you, so don't be sad. And that really is the whole point of this podcast, is to make people less dumb, myself included, because I really like dance and I love ballet and it's super important. At least we like to pretend it is. And that's okay, because the world is better because pizza. Sorry, pardon my reference there. The internet. No, I really believe that art, the children is our future, or whatever. I'm having a hard time taking this seriously, as you can see. Well, thank you for listening to episode 2. Episode 3 will be something else, and just so you know, so you're not, like, completely insane with, you know, worry and wanting, episode 4 will be the first interview, so mark your calendars, kids. It's going down. Until next time, this is James Whiteside from the Stage Right Side. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at James B. Whiteside and on Facebook.com/James Bruce Whiteside. Add me on Snapchat as James Bruce White. And don't forget to visit my website, www.jameswhiteside.org. Yeah, that's right. I'm an organization, bitch. Can I swear on this? I'm going to swear on this. Bitch. Okay, I have to say bish. Bish. Bish.